here at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit, and we just got done with a panel, and Dr. John Gleason, Vice President of Research for U.S. Poultry, was one of the panelists talking about myths and facts. And this morning we just got an update that we've had a new avian flu outbreak in Iowa, nearly 5.3 million birds affected. I'd like to get a few comments from you on the impact of the industry.
Well, it's too early to know exactly what's going to happen. Those birds will have to be destroyed, and that's a significant number of birds and a significant number of eggs that will not be available. It's quite a process to euthanize humanely that many birds, so it takes a little while. And the farm is now under quarantine, and USDA, with the help of the state of Iowa and other states that are helping, will humanely dispose of those birds and then dispose of them in such a way that the virus is not transmitted. At this point, we don't know a lot of information because USDA is still doing the investigation. So the details are not available at this point on the flock itself.
Can you talk a little bit on the turkey versus chicken and the impacts it has on the actual bird? Throughout Minnesota, the turkey operations have been the ones that have been most impacted, and now we have this large chicken. So are we still learning a little bit more about the actual virus?
Yeah, the research on the virus is just now beginning. That research is done at the Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory in Athens, Georgia, which is the National Avian Influenza Laboratory for the United States. And they've had that virus in their hands for some time now, and they're doing the experiments. So it's just really too early to comment about the virus itself, the actual biologic characteristics, its relative pathogenicity for chickens and turkeys. But that'll all get sorted out. But that really doesn't affect so much the way we control the virus. You know, so that information is interesting, but the important thing now is we know how to detect the virus. We know how to find it, and when we find it, the birds have to be humanely eradicated. And so that process will continue. All the biology of the virus, it'll probably take a year before we know all those small details.
The impact of the virus is still yet to be seen when we're talking about, and you said pure eradication is the goal, and that's what we're working towards. As we enter the summer months, we're expecting it to subside a little bit. Looking into the fall, what can be done between now and then for farms to increase their biosecurity? What steps are being made between now and then?
Well, biosecurity is very tight right now, and it'll continue to get tighter. Our hope, we all hope, that these birds will go to northern or go into Canada and to their summer breeding grounds. They'll all get infected with the virus. It doesn't hurt the ducks and geese. We hope they all get infected, they all get immune, and they all stop shedding before they fly back south again in the fall. That's what we hope. But it's an unknown.
It is an unknown. Thank you for taking a few minutes to kind of share some insights into what the breaking news when it comes to avian flu across the United States and its impact on the poultry industry. Once again, talking to Dr. John Gleason with U.S. Poultry here at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit, I'm Jamie Johansson.